562-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Subconscious, that part of you that is conscious, but it's below the surface. You're not aware. You're not conscious of the subconscious. That part of you responds or reacts in the manner in which it's been conditioned. And that is whether for good or bad. If it's conditioned a certain way, it will respond. It doesn't matter whether it's good. It doesn't matter whether it's bad. It just responds. It reacts. All right? Now, why I say that is that matter, all the stuff we can touch and feel and see, is like the subconscious mind. It doesn't care what it does, whether good or bad. It simply obeys you, whether for good or for bad. It doesn't matter. It's not going to stop and resist you because something is not aligning with the word. It's going to react or respond to that, whether it's good or bad. Okay? We need to understand that. We as believers, we as saints, we must learn daily to reinforce that which is or change our words. What I mean by that, if there's something in the fabric of your life that you don't want there, instead of just continuing to put up with it and look at it and get depressed over it, don't any longer reinforce it. You can begin to change it with your words. Remember, we're in a series called Quantum Faith. Faith on the quantum level. Faith where deep calls unto deep. We've been studying the mechanics, how this works. And it's interesting, just short of fascinating, how it works. But it's so simple, and it does work. All right, so we either reinforce that which is, or we can change it with our words. We are fortunate because we are born again of the Spirit of God. We are His children. We've been given His word. Tell somebody, I have the word. I have the word. Tell someone else, I have the word. I have the word. Now, we don't just hide the word in our heart. We put the word in our heart that we hide it there that we might not sin against the Lord. But you don't just leave it there. The word needs to be in your mouth. Amen. Amen. Not only there, but it needs to be in your thoughts. All right? Those three things must align themselves. Your thoughts, your words, and your beliefs. Then you strike gold. That's the key. We can't be saying one thing and not believing it. Jesus said, if you say to this mountain and doubt not in your heart, but believe those things that you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. That's the realm of possibility. And I believe it's time to really take the lid off of God. You know, there was a time where to hear somebody speak of even millions was like off the chain. You know, thousands was like, you know, incredible. You know, I have a book my brother sent me that the year I was born, it just had a bunch of information for that year. And you could buy a brand new, I think it was a brand new Ford, like a luxury car for less than $2,000. Brand spanking new. But today, you know, we're talking billions. And they even talk about a $1 trillion deficit. You know, can you even write trillion? But yet, you know, things like that have increased. Now, What we must take hold of in our vocabulary is the highest frequency. Right? We talked about vibrations and frequencies. And if you miss some of this these messages, you probably need to get the CDs to be able to follow it fully. But we've talked about vibrations. Everything is vibrating. We don't see it. We only, as far as we can see, is the speed of light. We can see light. We cannot see with our natural eyes past light. But there's a dimension beyond light. I call it the light line. And I believe that just beyond that line are where the angels are. We don't see them. We can only see. And so they have to slow down to take on the form of man and to enter into this realm. But, you know, we only see as far as light. That's as fast as we can see. Amen? Now, when we talk about vibrations here, I have that picture again. We've been using this diagram. This is what atoms look like when no one is observing. You know, if you were to set up a camera out in the woods, you know, late at night, you see little nocturnal animals come out. You know, nobody's there to view them, because if you were there, they wouldn't come out. But you can see, nobody's observing something. It's like a cloud. But the moment any one of us begins to look at that through that microscope at that atom, that quirk, that superstring, it starts to take on the form. And now what's interesting about it is that the form it takes on relates to the observer. Science will tell you, the science has found this out. This is not just, you know, theory. This is science. Jesus talked about this long before they could view the atom. He said, your words can move mountains. If you believe, you can say to this thing, and it will obey you. So now, when you look into this, what you are carrying, whether, you know, when you come into the presence of people, many times, if you're around them, they don't have to say a word, and you can kind of feel them out. They don't have to say anything. You feel what they're carrying. They can be there and they can be angry, and you can kind of sense that they're angry with somebody. Or vice versa, but you can sense that. So it's not only in words. The ultimate manifestation is through words, but these atoms that everything is made up of, everything you are, the chair you're in, the clothes you wear, the car you drove, the food you ate, the air you breathe, what you don't see and what you see, all of it's made up of the same thing. And all of it was made through faith by God's word. Come on, we can make it real simple. All right? So when we take hold of the highest frequency, faith, and we start to look into that realm, the moment we look, atoms start to take on a form. It's like they know what you think, they know what you believe, and they start to obey. They start to take on the form. We're talking quantum faith here. If you should start to waver, you know, a lot of times that's why things don't come from that realm into manifestation. Because there's what you call a law of gestation, where it takes time for things to form. That's why we talk about the importance of prophesying. Look at someone and tell them, prophesy. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And it's important for you to prophesy over your life, to speak those things that are in the word, whether they are in material matter form or not. Speak those things. Call those things. Prophesy those things that God has said. Amen? Very important. The highest frequency is the vibrating word of God, and it can change what is into what should be as far as the destiny that God has set for your life. All right. Now, in this realm, contrary to contrary to natural laws. See, one of the natural laws that Jesus defied was when he healed lepers. Now, it's possible for a leper to be healed, but any doctor will tell you it'll take a long time for them to heal up. It'll take a long, you know, and the body naturally is built to heal itself. With proper nutrition, proper rest, the body is built like that. But Jesus reached into the quantum realm, and he reversed a whole bunch of stuff. And instead of somebody, you know, feeling a little better after he prayed, they were totally healed. The issue dried up. It was over instantaneously. Lepers, when they started to walk to go show themselves to the priest, they found they were healed. Lazarus, at the sound of his voice, came from the dead after 4 days. There was no recovery time. He walked on the water, which is an impossibility. But in that quantum realm, it's a probability and a possibility. He walked through walls. He walked through matter, which is not possible in the natural realm. But in that quantum realm, he was able to manifest through walls. He came through a wall where his disciples were hiding and manifested himself. He said, thrust your hand in my side. Feel, look, nail prints in my hands. That was Jesus. But he went right through the wall. He stopped the storm. And the storm didn't, you know, kind of slow down. It stopped instantly. It said the disciples marveled. You know when a storm passed over and the waves start to slow down and that and the clouds start. No, when Jesus stopped it instantly, it stopped. The wind stopped. Waves stopped. Everything stopped. And immediately they were on the other side. They said, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and the waves and the sea obey him. But see, the wonderful thing is he said, the works that I do. Come on, he said to the disciples, to the believers, to us, the works that I do, you shall do also. And even greater works shall you do, because I go unto my Father. And so we want to delve into this deep, into this quantum realm where he lived. The fig tree dried up instantly. When he spoke to it, it dried up. They walked by it, but they didn't come back till the next day. It didn't take the day for it to dry up. It dried up instantly from the root. But they saw it the next day. And I mean, just to see it dried up the next day was a miracle. But it didn't take till the next day. It was dried up immediately at the sound, at the vibration of his words. Remember the example with the microwave, the glass of ice, the glass of water.
Thank you for joining us as we start a new series entitled Quantum Faith.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.